I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 22nd. There have been 1,349 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy, 1,116 recoveries, and 134 deaths. There are currently 47 active cases. Quincy has spent over $6.5 million so far in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials say $3 million was spent on new computers for students and teachers to allow for online learning. $2 million was granted to many small businesses. Funding was spent for personal protective equipment and overtime costs, and money for a temporary homeless shelter at the South Shore YMCA and a testing site at Manatt Community Health Center. The city says the Federal CARES Act will reimburse Quincy for most of those costs. Quincy police are asking for help in locating a missing teenager. 15-year-old Tiffany Evano was last seen at around 4 a.m. Tuesday and may be traveling to Philadelphia or Florida. She is described as a white female, 5'3", 100 pounds, with blue eyes and shoulder-length brown hair and a scar under her chin. She may be carrying a pink backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact Quincy police. 20-year-old Anthony Canardi of Quincy is charged with tossing a rock through a plexiglass partition inside the Quincy Center post office Monday morning. Police say Canardi was upset that he was denied a package because he failed to show the proper ID. A female clerk was not seriously hurt, and Canardi was arrested after police stopped his car a short time later. Quincy District Court Chief Justice Mark Coven has been awarded the Franklin Flashner Award by the Judicial Division of the American Bar Association. That award is given to a judge who possesses the high ideals, personal character, and competence in performing judicial duties, and recognizes judges who help continue the education of the judiciary. The 69-year-old Coven has been Chief Justice in Quincy for 20 years. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 22nd.